Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. How are you this morning, Mayor?
I'm doing fine, Joe. A little chilly, but doing fine. Sun is shining.
Yes, and it is now March. We turn the calendars to a new month.
Yes, indeed. March is it's an interesting month. It's not one. It's probably it's the worst month of the year. It's usually damp and cold, sometimes snow, mostly rain. Nothing's blooming yet. It's dirty. I don't know. Just my opinion.
Okay. On that happy note, it's the start of a meteorological spring, so there's something to look forward to.
All right, that's true. Days are getting longer.
Yep. So there are some bright spots for sure.
Absolutely.
And now schools are back in session without face masks. How did that go yesterday?
The kids are very happy. I heard that from a number of teachers and principals. The kids are very happy. They did what they were supposed to do, but, you know, I think we forget, you know, the struggle they had with those. And they're elated to have them off.
And I'm sure some parents as well.
But I think absolutely. From, you know, the emails I have received over the last few weeks, it is like 15-1, you know, to get rid of the masks. So
is that right?
People have had it. They're ready.
Yeah. We, of course, the health commissioner will keep an eye on all the metrics going forward, just in case. But we're hoping that we're turning a corner here.
Absolutely. Please God.
Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about the report by the Civil Service Commission about the police officer hiring process?
Sure. Well, it's a little complicated, but let me give you a shot, Joe.
Okay.
A candidate was bypassed during the process. And by the way, this happens all the time. There's a tremendous background check and interviews that are held on candidates. And, you know, just because somebody scores well doesn't mean they're a great candidate. So a candidate was bypassed based on his untruthfulness on the application process. And, you know, police have always recommended to me, if somebody's not truthful in that process, how can we trust them in the, you know, being a police officer, filing our reports, etc. So I usually follow their guidelines on that stuff. This gentleman had been bypassed by the state police for the same reason. So at any rate, he went to civil service, and the gentleman was appealing the bypass. He never brought up that the mayor's son was involved in hiring, which is disturbing to me as the Civil Service Commission, 8 months after the hearing, started calling people in Quincy, some of my department heads, questioning the process when it comes to my son, when that was never before the Civil Service Commissioner. So it appears to me he was out looking for a problem. Quite frankly, we followed the law. We followed the Ethics Commission. I filed all the paperwork. I got out of the process. We brought in the Public Safety Commissioner from Massachusetts, Attorney Dan Bennett, to oversee it. A number of items in that report are not factual, including the guys, Mark. They had the guy listed as an 86. In their report, the kid got a 96. I mean, so there's a number of errors in what they did, but it troubles me that Chairman Bowman seems to have an issue with Quincy. I think he got into an area where he didn't need to get into. Regardless on my son's appointment, he would have been hired anyway. The numbers were there, so there was no bypass which led to my son's hiring. There were a number of people hired beyond this gentleman. So it's troublesome because the report was, as I just mentioned, one fact. He had the kids off by 10 points on his mark. So it's riddled with factual errors in my view. I stand by what Dan Bennett had done. He's an honorable guy. He's got great integrity, and he handled the process. And, I feel a little bit bad for my kid. He did all the right stuff. I mean, it's got nothing to do with him in a sense, you know. But anyway, it is what it is, and we'll be responding to Mr. Bowman with some of his suggested allegations, I guess is the way I'll put it, and try to straighten that away.
As I understand it, the commission ordered the city to put this candidate back at the top of the list in the next process.
Well, ironically, he's already being interviewed because we're in the process of looking at the next batch of candidates, and he's in the mix again. Because even when you bypass somebody, they go in the next, they stay on the list and go in the mix again. So he's already being interviewed again. So we didn't need Mr. Bowman for that.
Okay. Very good. I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to that, Mayor, so thank you for that.
No, I appreciate that.
Sure. You are getting a, as we old-timers call, a whiffle this morning.
Yes, indeed. well, I hope it's not that tight. I'd like to get a haircut like Tom Brady had gotten, you know, which was more like a little bit of a trim. But, you know, it is what it is. It's a great cause.
Yeah.
I look like a combination of, speaking of old-timers, of Uncle Fester and Curly from the Three Stooges. But what the heck, it's all in good cause and good fun. At this point in my life, I'm not too concerned about what's on top of my head, quite frankly.
This is Saving by Shaving, put on by Granite Telecommunications, ninth annual this year, and they're hoping to raise about $7 million again.
Yeah, I mean, Rob Hale and his team are just incredible. I mean, to me, an event like this shows the spirit of our nation. You know, people are innovative, people are successful, but people are very charitable. And, you know, his team down there fully supports him in this. He's given well over $100 million to the hospitals in Boston on cancer research, and just remarkable. I mean, so he has shared his wealth in a way to help others, which is awesome.
Also want to just know quickly, there is an event in honor of Women's History Month, which is March, coming up this Saturday up at Quincy High School, of which there are many notable women from the city of Quincy that will be recognized.
There are indeed. In fact, you know, you could never have one event to recognize them all. I mean, as we go back historically, it's pretty amazing. But it's a great thing. It's history, Women's History Month, so obviously thinking of the first ladies as well as a number of people who have served our city in so many different ways. So yeah, I believe it's getting great response. We're going to have big numbers at the event, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's a free event this Saturday, 2 to 4, the Adams Lecture Hall at Quincy High, which is a gorgeous venue, by the way.
I believe they might be moving it because they've had such robust feedback. So it might be going to the auditorium, but stay tuned on that, Joe.
Okay, which is an equally nice venue.
Yeah, well. And it's a good problem to have.
Exactly, yeah. Good to talk to you, Mayor, and good luck with your shave-off.
Thanks so much. Take care, Joe.
Bye-bye.